I don't know who would be now.
This story is about a wake, man that was awake, and he had a hump on him. And they had to tie him down in the bed to get him straightened out after they wakened him. So, of course, at that time, the wakes, there's every kind of devilment going on, pegging, and they used to dance at wakes and play music long ago at wakes.
What's this pegging you're talking?
Pagan, they used to give around clay pipes and tobacco, and if you had anything in for a man at that time, that's when he'd get it. In fact, I seen as a young gosson, I seen a man getting a cut over the eye with the head of a clay pipe in my time as a young lad.
Yeah.
But this man, anyway, they had to tie him down in the bed to get him straightened out, and some of the boys, there, of course, there was good books going to wakes at that time, and they went over with a penknife and didn't they cut the rope.
They was tying him down.
Yeah.
And the man jumped up on the bed, sat up on the bed.
Yeah.
And everyone in the corpse room ran out. Didn't they think that the man was alive again.
Yeah.
They nearly killed themselves out on the door.
Yeah. But he was dead.
But he was dead. The man was dead. But this is what
they
used to do.
When they cut the rope, they jumped up.
But there was a woman not too far away from here, the name of Doughty Degnan. She was married to a man the name of Binny Toole. Binny Toole's daughter is still there. But she was subject to hearing the banshee in her family.
Yes.
If she heard the banshee, there'd be someone in some relation of hers going to die.
Yeah.
She was that is true now. She,
did you ever hear it describing how the banshee?
It's a very shrieking cry.
Yeah, yeah.
But they never seen anything.
Yes, yeah.
And they used to, when they'd be awake in a house longer, they used to pay what they call crooners, I think.
Yeah.
They were women.
Yeah.
Paid for to come into the corpse house and cry.
Yeah.
And you'd hear those women crying. Oh, you'd hear them 100 yards away crying.
Yeah.
And they used to have putty in at that time in the house, or they'd make sure and have it got. And they'd give the women a go of the putty in. And that'd put them mad altogether.
Right.
And you'd hear them any distance away crying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what used to go on at wakes long ago.
Did you ever hear anyone describe any of these games that they used to play at they used to act out at wakes?
Oh, they used to have them. I can't explain that now, right? And I heard one of them.
Yes.
Because I think you got down on the floor and someone got up on your back.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what they had with them. The devil would be bit out of you and you on the floor. Whoever would be on your back.
Yeah.
A man would be on your back and he'd be beating the devil out here, but I just can't think now of what.
Yeah.
What he'd have in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Them games used to go on at wakes long ago too.
Yeah.
So
you're saying after marriages were made at wakes as well?
Marriages was made at wakes, that's right. The old people would tell you that long ago, that's where a lot of the marriages was made.
Yeah.